Welcome to the program, Life at Sea with Hope Orivre. Uchechi is a third engineer on board a vessel, and she had had to stay throughout the lockdown at sea. But sometime in June, having stayed for about 5 months, Uchechi was certain that she was going to go back home to her family, but that didn't happen. So it's my pleasure to welcome Uchechi on the program today as she shares her experience as she finally comes back home. Uchechi, you are welcome.
Very much. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to hear from you. Through the lockdown, you were at sea and you have spoken with us saying that you were going to disembark like in a week's time, and that was like 2 months ago. So share with us what happened and how the period of staying back was.
Okay. I'd already spent over 4 months. I'd overstayed my contract by 2 already. So the company was assuring us that they were going to send our relievers next week and next week, and the next week kept extending and it got into 2 months. So naturally, we were all very anxious. You know, you're expecting your reliever to be there the following week or at least 2 weeks' time.
Yes.
And there's a hitch, there's a problem, the reliever can't be there. We were all very nervous, anxious, really hoping to go home. It did slow down our spirits, I would say, yes, mine.
Yes.
Mine in particular, I wasn't so enthusiastic. But, you know, it was very important for me to also try to be alert.
Yes.
Yes, because complacency is when you start having issues, and I'm an engineer, I really can't afford to be complacent. So it was quite difficult trying to balance my emotions, you know, being all tired and anxious about what's happening, and at the same time, also realizing the need for me to stay alert and do my job to avoid accidents, both to myself and to, you know, others around me also. So it was a very difficult period.
Okay, did you try to develop something new to get that anxiety off your minds? What did you do? How did you cope?
Well, okay, I started doing some meditation techniques.
Okay.
Trying to see if I could study yoga or something. Just something to just keep my, you know, like let my emotions flow out. You know, and just keep positive energy inside. Something to just help me get through everything that was happening, actually, yeah. I did try some meditation and all that, yeah.
So, the entire crew, how was it with them?
Oh, wow. Everybody was tired, really. Okay, the crew change was done in batches. So, there were some that left earlier. Those of us that, you know, stayed back naturally now, the ones that you were with you and they left, anytime they are going home, you just feel like, why can't this be me?
Be me. Oh.
Yes. We were all really hoping, really anxious to go home. We spent a long time. So.
Okay. Did you have the opportunity of still speaking with your family, friends?
Yes. I think that was a very good outlet for me also.
Okay.
I was able to reach them anytime I could, and talking to them, at least, it just kept me positive, kept me going.
Yes.
It was very important, actually. That's very important.
Okay. Now, the IMO has given a theme for the 2021 World Maritime Day, and we see that the IMO is still pushing to establish the importance of seafarers as being the core of the maritime industry itself. How does this make you feel in spite of the experience?
No, this is great news. This year's theme was also pushing on the importance of seafarers, seafarers and essential workers, and they are trying to get the message across. You see, we are the driving force of the world economy, I would say. So when all flights were down, the shipping industry was still moving, was still booming. We still needed to get things across to people. So we didn't stop, you know.
Yes.
When the world stopped, we did not stop. We just kept pushing. So it's very important for everyone, first of all, to know how important we are, and for shipping, the whole maritime industry, to understand how important seafarers are, because at the end of the day, we are the bane of the shipping industry.
Yes.
And if they're able to realize that, it's easier for them to reach out to state.
Yes, governments.
Realize,
yes.
Yeah, the governments, get them to realize how important seafarers are. So that issues of crew change or anything concerning seafarers are dealt with very fast. We don't have to have delays or anything like we saw this time around. It was difficult for some seafarers to sign off. The IMO had to keep speaking out. They kept speaking out, kept talking to governments. Look, try and get these people out. Try and do crew change. Try and get them off the ship. We are trying to play with the minds of seafarers. And you need to understand that if we stay on board more than we should, things will really get bad.
Yes.
And when things get bad, of course, it will affect the shipping activities and, you know, overall economy.
Yes, the economy of the world.
Something. So it's important for our minds to be alert. So everybody just needs to work together to ensure that, just like we're trying to protect health workers, who are also very important, we should also realize that seafarers are also really important to the economy.
Okay, good. So now let's look at the importance of planning for everything, even where there's no crisis, but the importance of planning for certain critical areas, like what has just happened. What would you want them to look at?
Okay, I would love them to consider, a lot of companies had issues with isolation.
Okay.
Because they were complaining of funds. So I feel like we should be set aside funds for unforeseen circumstances like this. Also, there should be a kind of laws that are being set up by flag state authorities that are mandating these shipping companies to set up plans, what they can do to avoid keeping seafarers the way it happened this time around, because we had issues with it. So I think what these companies can do, okay, set aside funds so that we will not have a situation where they're talking about, okay, we don't have funds to do this. Have a good relationship with the government, at least, so that being able to speak out to them and reach out through the flag state authorities, of course, to them to be able to expedite the process for unforeseen circumstances to try and mitigate any issues that might arise. So I think these are just, you know, and also try to keep seafarers' morale high.
Okay.
They could organize seminars trying to sensitize us on issues like this. Of course, it has happened now, so we should also learn from it, and we should be taught, you know, on how to manage our emotions better.
Okay.
So there are seminars that can be done also to improve on our mental health and, you know, our overall outlook. So we give this training or constantly have these talks. It is also going when situations like this arise. And even though they might have put everything in place, it still doesn't work out as it should. We will not, you know, get so anxious to aid the process. God forbid. We don't hope something like this happens
again.
That will also aid it, you know, in future if a situation like this arises again.
Okay. So now, when you disembarked, were you asked to isolate?
Yes, of course. I was asked to at least self-isolate in my house for 14 days. It wasn't like I was mandated, let me say. I was advised. That's the word. I was advised.
Okay.
To self-isolate for 14 days, yes.
Okay. Oh, that's beautiful, Uche. Thank you so much for speaking with us and sharing your experience of how it was being locked down and dealing with all the anxiety. So thank you for staying with us on the program, Life at Sea. We just spoke with a female seafarer, Uche, and we do hope that you keep up to date with us on the next episode of the program.